What's up, everyone? This is Ryan from Fabcast. I want to drop another episode today. Today is the 29th, and today's going to be a little bit about advertisement. The reason why I make this video is for people that follow me. Obviously, everyone knows that I have a business, and that's why I kind of shed some lights on different ways to market. And the big one I want to kind of introduce is influencer marketing. I think a lot of people know it, but not a lot of people do it. So from my standpoint, to where, let's just say you have a clothing brand. A clothing brand, the biggest thing you need to get your obviously your product in front of more people. So how do you do that? Obviously, you could do paid advertisement from Facebook and Instagram and all that type of stuff. So, but a different method I've found that has been very influential has really been really beneficial is I started creating an influencer list. So I just started reaching out to anyone that had 20,000 people or more. I can see that they have good engagement. They're not just fake followers. And it's obviously within your industry. So you would find blogs, vlogs, you can even find YouTube people and stuff like that. But this gives a chance to reach out. You say, hey, how much does it cost for a paid promotion? Don't ask for free stuff. You can do it, but you're probably not going to get it. Because they're starting to know their value, because these are very valuable people nowadays, because they get to tell what the news are, they tell you what's going on in the world, type of thing with these big blogs and stuff like that on Instagram. So you reach out to them, you say, hey, looking for promotional prices. They give you the list for, 12-hour post, 24-hour post, swipe up feature and stuff like that. And if you're trying to sell a direct product, I think a swipe up feature is a great promotion for you guys. Reason being is if someone's on a story and they obviously have a good engagement, they go through that story and then they see a product that they say they like to make a really good advertisement, and we'll go into those details and stuff like that later. You go into those details and they see it. I know if I see something that I like on the stories, I will swipe up because it automatically brings me to a landing page to where I can either buy a product or something like that. So if you're trying to sell a direct product, I think stories is the best one. If you're trying to get attention, engagement, and new followers, definitely do a post on their page. Some people will delete after 24 hours, some people keep it. Really depends on the post. Obviously, the most engagement is within the first 24 hours, but if something goes viral, you want to keep it there long term. So it really kind of depends on what you're trying to go for. So that's my little tips and tricks on what you need to do to get, if you're selling a product, to get out to more people. But that's my little tip of the day for you guys.